We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here, of course, till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. We'll get to the Giants, but I felt so bad for my partner last night.
Don't feel bad for me.
Well, I did. I felt bad for him, of course, but I feel bad for my partner and all the Net fans because the Nets look like they actually got something going a little bit this year. They're playing really good basketball, and their best player to this point, Caris LeVert, right before halftime last night in the game against Minnesota, goes down with this just brutal, brutal leg injury. And, you know, it looks like he's certainly done for the year. You hope he's going to be all right.
You
really feel bad for him. Like you said, for him, for the Net organization. But I feel bad for you guys like you. You, Buseglia, Billy, all these guys that are, you know, big Net fans. And, you know, it looked like you got a little something going, and then you get hit with that.
Yeah, let me tell you, and congrats to the Giant fan. We'll talk Giants.
Yeah,
I had zero interest in watching your football team in the second half last night. It was so sickening because something good is happening or was happening, and LeVert was looking like he was blossoming into a star. And life can be very unpredictable, and it can suck at times because out of nowhere, with 5 seconds to go in the first half, he's going up in the air. I think it was on a loose ball, if memory serves correct. And he came down the wrong way, and it was gruesome, and it was awful. Yep. And you could tell right away from the reaction of the broadcast crew, Ryan Rucco and Sarah, and obviously the crowd and the players, that it was ugly. And then when you saw the replay, oh, my God, I wish I could unsee it. And it sucks. It makes me feel the way I felt when Matt Harvey got hurt years ago. There's nothing to scream about. There's nothing to yell about. There's nobody to be mad at. It just sucks. It's a horrible, horrible situation for the player who's overcome three surgeries on his foot and his feet over the years. That's why his draft stock fell. That's why the Nets got him where they got him. And everything you hear from people that work in the Net organization, from players around the league, is that this guy busts his ass, and he works harder than anybody else, and he's a good kid. And he was finally starting to get the benefit of all that hard work, blossoming into something. And so, like you said, you feel horrible for him, and hopefully he's going to be able to come out of this stronger and better and pick up right where he left off. And, of course, it sucks as a fan. I mean, it just does, because something good's finally happening.
No question.
And it's just all taken away. And they had to actually play a second half last night. I don't know how the hell they played that second half. I barely could watch it. As a fan, I could barely get through it. It was just awful. It stinks, man. There's nothing else to say about it. You know, injuries are a part of sports. I get it. But sometimes you just wonder and you say, why? Why him? And here's a good kid, man. He's a good guy, and he's working his butt off, and he has to get a setback like this. So
one thing that we've learned, you know, and certainly it's in sports, but it's in life. I mean, nothing is fair. There's no such thing as fair.
No, you're right.
You know,
it's not.
The ball doesn't always go your way, whether you deserve it or not. I mean, let's be honest.
The good guys don't always win.
That's right.
The good guys don't always win. And Caris LeVert's a good guy. He's a good kid. and it just sucks for him. And I don't know where this team goes. I can't even kind of formulate my new expectations. Right. I don't know. It's just, and I even said this to y'all fair. I said, you know, I'm actually excited. I'm more excited for the Nets game than I am the Giant game. Yeah. You know, big basketball game.
Well, first of all, you're a Nets fan. You're not a Giant fan.
Well, that too.
I mean, let's see.
But there's 16 football games. There's 82 basketball games.
I get it.
You know how it is.
I get it. But I mean, look, I'll say this. And look, I'm a football guy before anything. But, you know, that's your team. You're a big Net fan. You know, if it was the Jets, then maybe it's a different story. Plus, you know, we're watching the Giant games, but we're watching everybody. So it's not like we're not watching the football game Thursday night or the football. You know, I'm watching, I'm sure you are too, on Saturday. I'm watching the college games.
Sure, sure.
I mean, so I'm watching football all the time.
Yeah.
You know? So, but when you see a situation like that, you know, I feel terrible for you, man. I really thought about you. The first thing I thought about was you. I got to tell you.
I appreciate
it. Because I know what kind of Net fan you are, and you look like you got a little something going, and then you get hit with a thing like this.
And you know, it's so weird because it's only 24 hours after the Jets had that embarrassing loss. And
so that makes it worse. You're right.
But you know what's so weird? It's so different. You know, when your team loses, when the Mets lose a brutal game, when the Jets lose a brutal game, it's just so different than this. When there's an injury, you feel helpless. And I know we're helpless in anything as a sports fan. You know, we're helpless when our team loses. But there's things you could identify on why you lost. You know, we could sit here breaking down the Jet game for hours. We could break down a Met World Series loss for hours. But when it's an injury, there's nothing
you can do
about
it.
There's no explanation
And there's no way you can prevent it. I mean, you could say, that's why I always say when we go to all the precautions and all the, you know, that they want to have and these rules in the NFL, you're not going to prevent it. Look what happened to Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant walked on the field the second day he's in practice. He didn't get touched.
Yeah.
And he
torn Achilles.
He tore his Achilles.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't prevent stuff like that.
You know what's weird? When Jacob, and I think maybe we forget this because Jake's about to win a Cy Young tomorrow, but Jacob DeGrom got hurt earlier this season, during the season, and we were freaking out for 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen?
Right.
We thought he was done.
And we always think the worst because we're Met fans.
But I remember what was so tough about the Jake thing was the waiting. For days,
right.
You know, refreshing Twitter, checking the news. What's the update on Jake? And luckily, it turned out okay. The thing about yesterday is I don't need an update. You know, I'm curious what the update is, but it was so devastating to watch that you already know the result. You know, there's no waiting on the MRI. Does he need Tommy John surgery? Like, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And the only thing I hope for him is it doesn't derail his career. Paul George has been able to come back. And he's pretty much what he was before the injury. But a guy like Sean Livingston was never the same.
Right,
he had star potential. He turned into a role player.
Right.
We'll see about Gordon Hayward. We'll see.
Right.
And we're going to find out about Caris LeVert. And how about this oddity? Derrick Rose on the floor for the Hayward, for the George, and now for the LeVert
injury.
Is that
right? He was on the floor for all of those, huh?
All of them.
And he certainly had his issues with injuries, too.
He certainly has.
Interesting.
It's the Robert Todd Lincoln thing. He was in the site of 3 different presidential assassinations. Robert Todd Lincoln, obviously his father.
Right.
And then also James Garfield and William McKinley.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
And he was actually invited to go with Warren G. Harding on a tour, I think the West Coast, and he refused for that reason. He said, I'm not going.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I'm bad luck.
See another guy get shot.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. But as far as the Giants are concerned, look, I mean,
it's a win.
It's a win, and I know there are some, and Jet fans are going to get to this point, too, where you're thinking about the draft. It's too early to really be thinking about that. You play a football game. You want to win the football game.
Well, look, the Giants, to me, are going to win some games here. I mean, look, they got Tampa coming up this week. The divisional games are certainly not in. There's nobody in that division that, in my mind, the Giants can't beat. I mean, it really isn't. And you know, last night, I tell you, I felt good for Eli last night that he did what he did, that he was able. You know, they went down 20-10 in this game. They come back. You know, Eli had a terrific game last night. He really did. Some big plays, obviously, to Barkley late in front of the game-winning touchdown to Shepard. But I really felt good for Eli Manning last night because it was a throwback for him to come back and have one of those comeback victories. And thank God they hung on and won because at the end there, I was a little concerned the Niners were going to come back and pull this game out. I got to tell you, a little worried about that as they're marching down the field in the last minute.
What really worried me was the roughing the passer call out of the gate on Carter that moved them to midfield. Because usually penalties like that can sometimes lead to really bad stuff.
Yep.
But you're right about this with Eli. Was this Eli's best game? No, it wasn't his best game. But it was throwback enough in that He gets the football back down three, 2.5 minutes to go, and here we go. And I think from that standpoint, you know, if you're a Giant fan, you at least were able to think of the good memories you've had with Eli.
And no turnovers last night. They really, the offensive line, I mean, what they sacked, I think it was one sack late in the game. I think that was it.
Yep.
You know, outside of that, I thought overall they played, you know, they played pretty well. You know, he got a lot of guys involved. You know, Beckham got involved. Shepard got involved. Ingram got involved. Saquon got involved. I just thought it was it's the Niners. You don't want to get nuts. The Niners are not a good team. We get it. I understand all of that. But the bottom line is you need a win, and they got to win. And that's it.
It doesn't matter if the Niners are a good team or not. You know, you're at the point of the year where you just want to win football games.
And
I thought what was a really big help and a shot in the arm for the Giants in this one was Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
I thought Corey Coleman on kick returns.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Because
and they had a couple called back early in the game. I mean, the first couple, he had decent returns. They got called back because of penalties,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. I'll tell you the moment where I thought his kick return changed everything. The Niners get the ball right out of the gate to start the second half, and Aldrick Rosas kicks the ball out of bounds, which is the worst. I mean, who that?
You can't do that.
Yeah. If I'm a coach, I would want to find my kicker every time that happens.
Right. Yeah.
So you've already given the Niners a great opportunity. They march down the field. Breida ends up in the end zone for a touchdown. He beat Alec Ogletree. And now you're down two scores.
Yep.
And for the Giants, being down two scores feels like you're down 30 scores.
Right.
And Coleman on the kick return after that touchdown, that was the 50-yard return that set them up at midfield, and it took four plays before Odell was in the end zone for a touchdown, and then the defense immediately forced a three and out. So you think about that sequence. You're down by 10, big return, couple of plays to Odell, three and out from the defense, helped out by a Kittle pass interference. Now you get the ball back, kick a field goal, tie game. And boom, that 10-point deficit was eliminated in what felt like a minute.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're 100%
right. But Coleman on kick returns, which it feels like for the Giants, it's been a while since they've had anybody on kick returns that can make a play. Dwayne Harris was okay at times.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad. But I thought Coleman, who has been on about 13 different teams this season, I mean, he's bounced around everywhere. I thought he was a huge, huge help to this Giant
team. And I thought
the
defense finally took the ball away a couple times. You know, you got that turnover early on really was forced by Janoris Jenkins that eventually Goodson picked off, set up a tie, and the Giants came through. And instead of what they usually do in the red zone, which is not put the ball in the end zone, they did. And I thought that was huge early on. He hits Beckham. You know, he waited in the pocket, made the play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, Goodson had another interception later on. So you got a little of that from the Giants as well.
Yeah, no, forcing turnovers is a big deal. And you mentioned when they forced that turnover early, Janoris Jenkins really made that play happen. It looked like it was going to be the same old story. It looked like they were going to go three and out, have to settle for a field goal.
It did look that way.
But Eli was able to make a big play to Odell Beckham Jr., and they were able to at least get the seven out of it after the turnover. And then the other one by B.J. Goodson, which was the pass was behind the receiver. I forget who it was. It may have been Goodwin. And even though the Giants didn't score out of that, you know, it does change field position a lot.
Yes.
And I think that's really where it's a big deal. That's where these turnovers can be underrated. Even if it doesn't lead to points, it just changed field position in a big way. The field felt a little sloppy. How many times did Saquon Barkley trip?
It was a weird feel to this game because of what, you know, the terrible fires that are happening in California.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, before you see at the beginning of the game and it's showing the air quality there.
Yeah.
And the air quality is not good. It's an unhealthy air quality. I saw people with the masks on and the stands and all of this kind of thing. So the whole feel, and it almost looked like the field, maybe it's my television, but it almost looked like the field was kind of hazy to begin with.
Yeah, it had that
right?
look.
It had a very, very weird, eerie look to it last night.
It did. It was kind of a weird game. I mean, you've got these two franchises that have had a great rivalry over the years, and they're both not having good moments right now. I mean, the Niners, obviously, because of the big injury to the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. The Giants have had this awful season. We're kind of stuck with it on a Monday night. I don't think the national audience wanted to see Giants-Niners. It was weird. It's a very weird night. But I think as a Giant fan, look, I don't believe that the Giants are going to run the table and finish 9-7. I think it's great that Odell believes that. He should believe that.
Everybody should believe that.
I want my players believing that.
Right.
But it's got to start somewhere.
Right.
You know?
But they're going to win games, bro. I really believe that. I mean, they got a very winnable game coming up this week against Tampa. Let's be honest. I mean, how good is Tampa? I mean, you never know with Fitzpatrick. He could be terrible. He could be great.
Yeah,
he's up, he's down. You never know with him, but he's dangerous. He's certainly dangerous. But, I mean, there's no reason the Giants can't win that game against Tampa. And like I said, the division games, who in that division, I know the Philly beat them badly so far. You know, they played Washington close. You know, they lost a tough game to Dallas. But all those teams are beatable teams, every one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no margin for error.
Well, no.
That's the biggest problem they have.
No,
and
no.
As far as the pick is concerned, I got to look at it this way. If Dave Gettleman identifies a quarterback in this draft that he wants,
right,
then you go up and you trade
right
for him.
Right.
That's exactly what happened with the Jets, and it took a little bit of luck. I get that.
And the Jets are headed for the second pick in the draft. If I had to bet it right now, the Raiders will get the number one pick and the Jets will be two.
I don't know if they'll be two, but I will say this. And
that's,
I don't know if Giant fans want to hear,
because I don't
this
see them winning another game.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be two.
Really? If they go 3-13, they're going to be, who's going to be worse than that?
Well, you know, now it could be San Francisco.
It could be.
It could be Arizona.
It could be.
I don't think it'll
be. I got to look at the schedules. You know, I really do.
I think they'll win a game. I don't know if they're going to lose. But I do think the Giants will finish with a better record than the Jets.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think 100% on that.
And now, if we go into the next offseason, because last offseason we were talking about, hey, would the Giants trade with the Jets if the Jets want to trade up? I could tell you firsthand, I'd be more than happy to trade back with the Giants if they want to trade up and get a quarterback. I have no issue with trading back.
Well,
the Giants may have had an issue with it a year ago. I'd have no issue with it. But the whole draft pick thing, I would just say for now, as long as that number next to L is 7, want to win games.
Yeah.
Because while they're probably not going to run the table, keep the dream alive. How many wins do they need before you start to really dream about them running the table?
I mean, I think they gotta get, you got to get to 500.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, I think you got to get to, you know, if somehow they got themselves to 7-7, then you got to start to say, hey, you know what?
Well, at that point, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, if they're,
you know,
four,
what I would
at
say
4-7, am I still thinking they're making a run? Even if they won the next, you know, next couple games? I mean, I don't know.
I'll give you my answer on this.
Because one loss ends it all.
Well, one loss is going to end it all no matter what. But
right,
if they beat Tampa.
Who they play after that?
At Philadelphia.
All right. I don't know what the Eagles are right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Eagles are.
The only thing
are.
I know is they're definitely,
I don't think they're a very
hangover
good team. Right now, the Eagles are at best an average football team.
That's the way they've played.
And who's after that?
Home against Chicago.
Yeah,
I think
that's going to be a tough game.
I agree. That's
the
why
Bears are pretty good.
That's my line right there. If somehow, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not trying to tell you I think it's going to happen. But if the Giants win the next three, and they're 5-7 with wins against the Bucs, the Eagles, and the Bears, I'd say, oh, we got something, because that sets up the game in Washington against the Redskins.
Right.
So I'm going to have a lower bar. If they could somehow win three more and get to 5-7,
okay,
I'd say we got something here.
Okay. Well, if they get to that point and they have beaten the Bears now,
exactly,
you know, and have won four straight games, yeah, then you're going to start to think, you know, maybe a little differently, because that, you're right. I mean, look, could I see them beating? I definitely could see them beating Tampa. I think they will. Then the following week, you play the Eagles. Eagles, I don't know what the Eagles are. I mean, the Eagles got to go to New Orleans this week. You know, I mean, that's a very tough spot for Philadelphia at the way they're playing right now. So I can see the Giants. Why can't the Giants win that game? And then, if, like you said, if they could beat the Bears, who the Bears to me are a good football team, who right now, you ask me, I think they're going to win that division. I really do. We'll see what happens against Minnesota.
That's right.
But, you know, then you're right. Then you start to say, well, maybe, you know, maybe something's going on.
Yeah,
here.
That's my line where I start to say, my God, Odell Beckham.
Right.
He's like a soothsayer over there.
Right.
We'll come back. We'll get your phone calls. We'll talk to Avery Williamson of the Jets at 12 o'clock. Toll-free number.
That'd be an interesting conversation.
Well, you know what? He's one guy. He probably played the best game of anybody on the Jets.
Him and Jamal played.
He really did.
Yep.
And Pro Football Focus, which grades these players after games, gave Avery Williamson one of the great grades you'll ever see. And I don't think they're wrong.
Huh?
I think he was
that
good.
Yeah, he's a good player. Avery's been an outstanding free agent signing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.